This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is a very big surprise. Nobody would have expected that after a whole year of imponderables, that we would come back yet again with more unanswered questions on the parsha. But how could we refuse so many petitioners? I've received requests from Panama, from Eretz Yisrael, saying, don't give up our favorite time of the week. So I started writing imponderables when I was learning the parsha. And even though I didn't have time to print it this week because I was working on the Davar Yafa B'Itai, but I have it in writing. I'm going to share with you some of my questions on the parsha. And maybe somebody will have an answer. Number one, Pasuk Beis, V'ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, was hovering over the waters. Says Rashi, it was the throne of glory, was standing in the air, and it was hovering like a yoina, like a pigeon. How does Rashi know it's referring to the throne of glory? Who told him it's referring to the throne of glory? It just says Kisei HaKavod. It doesn't say throne of glory. It just says Ruach Elohim. Where do we see anything about the throne of glory? Who told Rashi Hashem was hovering like a pigeon? Maybe he was hovering like a helicopter. Maybe he was hovering like an eagle. Maybe he was hovering, I don't know. Where did Rashi get pigeon from? When the Gro was a little boy, they asked him, where is there a remez in Bereishis to Kriyas Yamsuf? So he says, on the second day, on the third day, the Pasuk says, Yikavu hamayim mitazerem al-makamecha, let the waters gather to one place. V'sei ra'eh hayabasha, and let the dry land appear. Says the Gra, obviously if the water is gathering to one place, the dry land will appear. Says the Gra, it means, let the water gather to one place, and in the water let the dry land appear. So it's interesting. So there's a remez to Kriyas Yamsuf on the third day of creation. Why is God alluding to Kriyas Yamsuf on the third day of creation? To that, I think we could answer simply that the Pasuk says, Vayashav Hayom Le'esanoi, the sea returned back to its stipulation, Chazal say, Le'tnai Harishain. So when God made the water, He had to stipulate with it from the very beginning that there needs to be Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, the remez is found already in the very beginning of Bereishis. Okay. Let's move on further. Rashi says that the earth gave forth herbage, yielding seeds according to its type. Says Rashi, you know, God only told the trees they should grow leminehu. But He never told the herbs, the desha. Says Rashi, the herbs made a kavachomer from the tree. That if the trees that grow separately, God wants them to grow leminehu, we who grow be'erbuvya, certainly we need to grow separately. But God never commanded the desha that they should grow separately. So my question is, why? Why didn't God ever tell the deshaim that they should grow leminehu? Okay. Let's turn to... are you able to hear me? Let's turn to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Chaf Aleph. Vayivra Elohim. Oh, let me see if I have the right. No, Chaf Vav, I'm sorry. Vayomer Elohim, Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu. Rashi says, Nase Adam. We see the humility of Hashem. Because man was created in the image of the Malachim. And they'll be jealous of him. Huh? Man was created in the image of the Malachim? No, he wasn't. Vayivra Gimnasa Adam Bitsalmeinu. Vayivra Elohim Adam Bitsalmai. Bitsalam Elohim Bara Isai. God created man in the image of the angels. I thought God created man in the image of Hashem. Okay. So what exactly does that mean? Now, this is an interesting question. Question is, Rashi in Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches, says that God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and he placed Adam there. So Rashi is bothered. We already know this. God, we already know from Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Zayin that God created man. So Rashi says that God repeats it. Why? Because there are a few new things here. Number one, to know that Adam called all the animals names. Okay, that's important. The wisdom of Adam Arishon that he was able to name the animals. And Rashi says something that he repeats again elsewhere. That it's to teach that the birds were created from the swamp. Because in one place it says they come from the earth. And in one place it says that they come from the water. So it's teaching us that Hashem created the birds from the swamp. Rashi says this again in Pasuk Yud Tes. Why is it so important to know birds come from the swamp? I mean, that's why it needs to repeat the whole Maaseh Bereishis. And A, why do birds come from the swamp? And B, why is this so important? Is this really critical that birds come from the Mayim and they come from the Aretz? Who cares? Why is this such an important thing? This question is troubling me the most. Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel. Umipri ha'etz asher b'soy chagan, and from the fruit of the tree that's in the garden, God said, don't eat from it, lest you come to, and don't touch it. So Chava said something God didn't say. God said, don't eat from it. Chava told the snake, God told me, don't touch it. Says Rashi, Chava made a big mistake. She was over Baal Tosef. So what the snake did was he pushed Chava into the tree. And he said, look, nothing happens when you touch it. So nothing happens when you touch it. Nothing will happen when you eat it. But Chava made a big mistake. She should have realized God never told her not to touch it. And therefore, just because she's able to touch it doesn't mean she could eat it. So Rashi says, we know you're now to add to the Torah. Like it says, Al Toysef Al Devarav. Huh? That's a pasuk in Mishle. Why would Rashi quote a pasuk in Mishle that you're now to add on to the Torah? Twice in the Chumash it says, Loi Soysifu, Loi Soysif. Why does Rashi need to go to Mishle? Why not the Torah? Unless you could say the fact that it's in the Torah, it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noyach. Baal Tosef was not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs that Adam was commanded in. But it's in Mishle. If it's in Mishle, that means it's Chachma. It's common sense. Maybe that's a very nice answer. In other words, the reason why Rashi quotes a pasuk in Mishle is because we can't hold Chava accountable for a lav in the Torah. But we could hold her accountable for Mitzvahs, Sichliyos. Okay. Another one, which is very much troubling me. Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezayin. God tells the woman, Harba arba etzvaynech, you're going to have a lot of pain. Vehiroinech. And pain of childbirth. Be'etzav tel dibanim. the pain of the labor. You will desire your husband, but you won't have the audacity to ask him explicitly. My question here is that these curses are completely out of order. First should come, you will desire your husband, but you won't be able to ask to live with him, because the first thing is the Tashmish Hamita. Then should come the conception. Why does the Pasuk first put the pain of raising children, the pain of carrying to term, the pain of labor, and the insult that a woman has that she can't even ask her husband to be with her? This is totally out of order. Why would it list getting your kid out of bed in the morning before the pain of pregnancy? First talk about pregnancy, then labor and delivery, and then raising the kid. Why are these things out of order? Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches. Vayokom Kayin El Hevel Achiv. Kayin got up to Hevel. It should say Vayokom Kayin Al Hevel Achiv. Upon him. Not to him. The wrong word. One more question. The ground was cursed because it opened up its mouth to swallow the blood of Hevel. Rashi is medayik on the words, min ho'adama, even more than it was cursed originally, that it didn't listen to Hashem, that God said, I want the tree to taste like the fruit, and the ground didn't listen. It sinned even more here. To me, it sounds like there's some kind of connection between the sin of not listening to Hashem and producing trees that taste like fruit and swallowing the blood of Hevel. What exactly is this connection? One final question. It says that God sent Kayin. Vayeshev be'eretz Noid. He lived in the land of Noid. Rashi says, in the land that all exilees live. People in political exile, they went there. Really? All the people? I don't understand. Kain's the only guy in the world. What do you mean that's where everybody went? Who's everybody? There's nobody around then. Rabbi Isai, it was an absolute pleasure to see you. Thank you for joining us. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch over Lanu ul'chol Yisrael. We should hear Besurais Toivois. May Artzeinu HaKadosha. Good Shabbat.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.